The Artist Spotlight, shining a spotlight on Christian artists, their music and their hearts.
Welcome to The Artist Spotlights. Very excited to be welcoming back to the show Darren Mulligan from We Are Messengers. Hey Darren, how you doing?
Doing really good, man. Thanks for having me again.
It's fantastic to chat. Now, it's a couple of years ago since we chatted to you here on The Artist Spotlight. Things were kind of just taking off, I think it's probably fair to say. And since then, hey, you guys have just been all over the place. Has it been a remarkable journey for you guys?
Ach, yeah. You know, every day I wake up and I'm continually surprised by what we do. And I even just having the chance to do something I love, you know. But not just something we love, but something that has real purpose and meaning. And, you know, we're not silly enough to think that we haven't won the lottery, you know. Most of our friends and family, they work hard, blue-collar jobs. And, you know, to be able to do something that you truly love is an absolute honor. So it's been a miraculous journey, Wayne. I'm still surprised.
Absolutely. And really, I think a lot of your music, and we'll talk about the new album Power in just a moment, but a lot of what you guys do really kind of taps into that blue-collar ethic, doesn't it? And really ministers to, if you can, in some ways, like those that are marginalised in society.
Yeah. Well, I guess because there are people, you know, that's what we've come from. That's who we are. And I think the greatest compliment we get is people at our shows, they say, oh, you're just like we are. And that's the truth, is we're just really messy men who have found an incredible hope in Jesus. And we won't forget where we've come from, and we won't forget the people that have got us here. And we definitely won't forget that we're called to write songs for the outsider and for the broken, for the marginalized. You know, those are our people because they're Jesus' people. So yeah, we write blue-collar songs for very ordinary common people because we're very ordinary common people.
Who are making anything but ordinary music. Hey, very excited that there is a brand new album called Power. Now, the first song that we kind of heard from you guys with regards to this was the title track and just smashed it around the world. I think it was number one on our charts here in Australia for a number of weeks. Were you kind of surprised, I guess, maybe at the reaction to the title track of the new album?
I was, yeah. So what a lot of people don't know, Wayne, is that this record's very different for us. You know, most records you hire an outside producer, external writers, and, you know, you give a lot of control to them and the record label. But with this record, we asked the label, could myself and our guitar player, Kyle Williams, you know, could we write the most of it? Could we record it on the road? Could we produce it ourselves? And that's what we've done. Like, every single song in this record is self-produced, self-put together. And so it was a risky album because we wanted to write the kind of album we always wanted to make. And the kind of album that we want to listen to. So Power was a very big jump from the last record, sonically and even thematically. And so I was really, really excited when I saw it taken off, especially Down Under. Like, you guys honestly have really taken that song to your hearts. And it's made a huge difference for us, you know, across the world, seeing how much you people have loved it down there. So yeah, love you guys. I love that you guys seem to understand us musically and lyrically. So, yeah, thanks, man.
Well, we love you guys. We're going to hear Power, which is the title track of your new record here on The Artist Spotlight. The other side of this, we're going to keep chatting with Darren Mulligan from We Are Messengers.
Nothing can hold us back. Nothing can tear us apart. Not life, not death. Not the in-between, this is just the start. Don't let them keep you down. Don't let them push you out. We were made to live, to be fierce like lions, love and forgive. Just keep moving on, just keep pushing ahead. Down the dead of night, we're bringing hope to the streets. There's a new way of battle life. Only one can set the captive free. He's bringing sight back to the blind. Show the lame how to walk and make the dead alive.
Just
Set on low. We got that Holy Ghost power. We keep our eyes fixed on low. We got that Holy Ghost power. We got our hearts set on low. We got that Holy Ghost power. We keep our eyes fixed on low.
Welcome back to the Artist Spotlight. Our guest today, once again, Darren Mulligan. We're talking about We Are Messenger's brand new album called Power. Now, you kind of touched on it there, Darren, that this was very much a different record in terms of your self-titled debut. Did that make it harder or easier with regards to the process and I guess maybe the expectation as well, given that you guys have released and been very successful in a short amount of time?
I think the expectations around us, were very high. And that second album, everybody called it the tricky second album. People expected us to, I guess, struggle in the process. But the process of writing this one and recording it was so easy, so natural. We wrote it on the road. We wrote it in the barrels of arenas and coffee shops, in the back of the tour bus. We tracked it in kindergarten rooms with murals of Noah's Ark on the wall. We did it whenever inspiration took a hold of us. And so in that way, the songs as you hear them today, we still feel those songs. They're still very fresh to us. It's not like a record we planned out 2 years ago. We literally just finished writing the last song, I think maybe 6 weeks before the album came out for pre-order. So yeah, this one was nothing but a joy, And I hope we do more records just like this.
Now, Darren, please tell me that you've got some video footage of you guys in the kindergarten room and all those other places you just mentioned, because I've got to see that kind of stuff.
We don't. We have a little bit here and there. Sometimes we track this incredible African-American gospel choir in Nashville on songs like Power and Never Change Your Mind and Always You. And so there's footage of that. But as far as footage of me and Kyle, there's none, because we just did it on our own, just the two of us, away from everything, away from everybody. And we didn't want it to be a process where people were looking at it. We just wanted it to be something pure and honest.
Now, Darren, about a year ago, I think maybe a little bit more, I had the chance to catch up with Crowder, and we were talking about a whole bunch of things, including My Victory, which is actually your song, but he kind of made it his own. So I wondered, in terms of the writing process for this new album, Power, are there songs that, for whatever reason, haven't made it that potentially Crowder can steal once again?
Not this time. No, there's nothing for David to take anymore from me. Nah, listen, it's incredible what he did with that song, My Victory. He took a song and wrote this incredible bridge and made the song so much more beautiful. So, but I tell you what is on this one, and again, most people don't know, there's a song towards the end of the record called Come See, Glory Hallelujah. And it's one of two congregational songs on the album. Because most of the songs are just songs about humanity, about our walk in our lives with our family, with our friends. and how God, you know, meets us there. But there's a song at the end called Come See, and that was an idea that Phil Wickham sent me, and I'm a huge Phil Wickham fan. So we wrote that song over a period of 5 or 6 weeks, just via text message, you know, voice memos. And so I'm so happy it's on the album. It's a really beautiful worship song.
Give us an insight, Darren. How does that process work? Technology has allowed you and an artist to be in one country and another artist, you know, on the other side of the world, and they can collaborate and all that kind of stuff. But the back and forwards there with Phil Wickham, is that exchanging lyrically, or are you exchanging musical ideas? Or take us into kind of that process if you can.
Yeah. Well, so it started out with Phil sending like a four chord melody and, you know, a basic lyric idea. And he just texted and said, Darren, would you be interested in working on this? Because me and him had talked about it before. And I was like, yes, absolutely. Phil Wickham. So we texted lyrics back and forward. And we had another guy called Jonathan Smith on that thread too, who we wrote Maybe It's Okay with and Magnify with. And so the three of us would text every day, what do you think of this lyric? What about this melody? What about this chord structure? And it just came together so beautifully. It took a longer time than the other songs in the records because we weren't together. But once we had got the bones of it, we brought it back to me and Kyle out on the road, and the two of us just produced the track out. So yeah, really, really different way of writing. This is the first song we've ever done that with, but I love how it turned out.
The Artist Spotlight.
Into the night, heaven came near, wrapped in flesh, the King is here to bring us life and be our peace, to heal our hearts and set us free.
Welcome back to the Artist Spotlight. Today we're talking with Darren Mulligan from We Are Messengers. They have just released a brand new album called Power. We're going to hear another song from that in a moment. Before we do though, Darren, I was kind of going through, you know, your chart positions and all that kind of stuff, and something which surprised me, and I wonder if maybe you can touch on it, is that your most successful release to date has been the big power ballad, Maybe It's Okay, which kind of surprised me because you guys do some punchy pop songs, but that seems to be one that's, for whatever reason, has really resonated with people. Can you put your finger on it?
Well, I think it's just that idea that we spoke about being the common man. And so that song is a song about mental health. It's about trying to reduce the stigma around people who suffer with mental health issues like depression and anxiety and suicidal ideation. And so I think that song really tapped into the consciousness of people around the world who have really felt isolated, perhaps in the church or even outside of the church, and felt like they've been marginalized because they have quite often what is purely a medical condition. And so people have latched onto it, and it has allowed them to tell their stories, to find freedom through that, to find the medical help they need, counseling they need, and just to find hope in God. Through the honesty and vulnerability. So people have made that their song as much as we made it ours.
The Artist Spotlight.
If I didn't know what it hurt like to be broken, then how would I know what it feels like to be whole? If I didn't know what it cuts like to be rejected, then I wouldn't know the joy of coming home. Maybe it's okay if I'm not okay. I didn't know what it looked like to be dirty, then I wouldn't know what it feels like to be clean. And if all of my shame had drove me to hide in the shadows, then I wouldn't know the beauty of being free. As in heaven.
From We Are Messengers, and you're listening to the Artist Spotlight.
I just wanted to ask you, Steph Curry, the NBA basketballer from the Golden State Warriors, apparently there's some video online of Steph and his daughters singing along to We Are Messengers at Winter Jam, and I just kind of wondered, what does that mean to you guys, if anything?
Firstly, it was actually at our, we're doing a tour with Toby Mac, so it's not Winter Jam, it's called the Hit Deep Tour, but I thought it was ridiculous. Like, I didn't even know until I opened my Instagram a couple of mornings ago. I knew Steph was at the show, we saw him at the show, you know, and he had tagged us in this post of him and his daughter singing along to Maybe It's Okay. And it's in those moments that you really, like, get your breath taken away, because you realize how wide and how far these songs travel, and what God is using them for. So really, really cool. And all the guys in the band are huge basketball fans, so they were all, like, giddy with excitement.
Oh, that's funny. Hey, I want to finish our chat today, if I can, with your new single from the second full-length release from We Are Messengers. The album's called Power. This song is called Love. When I first heard it, I took a couple of steps back and went, hold on, this doesn't really sound like We Are Messengers. It's very much a different kind of flavour for you guys.
Yeah, and it's kind of just the music we've been soaking in for the past few years. You know, we've really fallen in love with artists like Sam Henshaw, who have this kind of gospel, R&B, pop thing going on. And I think there's something very rootsy about the song, and there's something very freeing about it. Like, we've come out of this season of, I guess, isolation into this season. I've just been really thankful and joyful. And so we wanted Love to be that, you know, main single off the record that people would go, what are We Are Messengers up to? That they would take that step back and go, oh, something's different. Because the truth is, something is different. We know who we are now in Jesus more than we ever have done. And so this record can't be plowing up old ground. It has to be new wineskins for new wine. And I hope it sounds and feels like that.
And I think, Darren, I'm not musical at all, so don't take my advice. But I think if you throw some horns into a song, it makes it sound different straight away.
Oh, man, I would put horns in every song if I could get away with it. So, I agree.
Yeah, everybody hurts sometimes, I know that's what they say. But right now it seems this loneliness won't go away. Yeah. Can anybody feel this heartache? Is anyone around? Feels like we're running round in circles, we can't catch a breath. We can't enjoy the moment when we always want what's next. Yeah, just when I can't take no more, it's when I hear you say, don't hang your head when you get lonely. Never leave your side. And don't go thinking you're the only one that can get it right. Yeah, you got my love, 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 love down in your soul. Yeah, you got my love, 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 and I won't let you go. I know there's nowhere I can run, there's nowhere I can hide from the one who gave his life so I could get back mine. So when you can't take no more, look up and hear him say, don't hang your head when you get lonely. No, I'll never leave your side. And don't go thinking you're the only one that can get it right. Yeah, you got my love, 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 love down in your soul. Yeah, you got my new every morning. Your grace sustains all of my life. You are the one that I run to. In you I am satisfied. Oh, your mercy is new every morning. Your grace sustains all of my life. You are the one that I run to. In you I am satisfied. Don't hang your head when you get lonely. No, I'll never leave your side. And don't go thinking you're the only one that can get it right. Yeah, you got my love, 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 love down in your soul. Yeah, you got my love, 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 and I won't let you go.
This has been the Artist Spotlight, shining a spotlight on Christian artists, their music, and their hearts.